Let's keep moving now and go on to our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. This is really a question that's so important, and maybe you've asked yourself this. What do you do when you know God can't change you? What do you do when you have demons in you? What do you do when you're tired of making choices? How do you love? Because I don't know what love is. I feel Satan has overcome me, and sometimes there are voices in my head. What do you do when you feel like you can't go on any longer without Jesus, but he won't take your life? And how do you open your heart to him when you can't? Does anyone know the answers, and can anyone help me and pray for me? What I see here is a person who is crying out for help. I'm so thankful for your boldness in asking these troubling questions. These are questions that many people have asked or wondered about. Let's start by addressing your first question. What do you do when you know God can't change you? God can change you. Whatever your circumstance, the Lord can change you. Never, ever underestimate the power of God. Let's read Isaiah 1:18, where the Lord says, "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." When we trust in the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, our sin debt is paid, and we become white as snow. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, "For he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him." When we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, we are made righteous. What an incredible transformation! The vilest of sinners is made a child of God through faith in the Lord. It's even more than just a change in Christ. We are made brand new, as we read in 2 Corinthians 5:17. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Is there anyone beyond God's grasp? Is there anyone that is too bad for the Lord to save? Absolutely not. Isaiah 45:22 says, "Look unto me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else." 1 Timothy 2:3-4 says, "For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved, and to come into the knowledge of the truth." 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Doesn't that make it very clear that the Lord wants everyone to be saved? The Lord Jesus Christ died for all men. 1 John 2:2 tells us that he is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. What about the worst sinners? Can they be saved? Absolutely. It's for sinners that Jesus died, as we read in 1 Timothy 1:15. "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief." Will the Lord refuse to save anyone that comes to him in faith? Absolutely not. We read in John 6:37, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." True love comes from knowing the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior. 1 John 4:19 says, "We love because he first loved us." We learn to love by experiencing the love of Christ in our own lives. All other loves are limited, selfish, or conditional. Only the love of God is perfect and pure. When we have experienced God's love, we begin to learn what true, pure love is all about. How can we learn about love? The Lord said in Matthew 11:29, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." Learn of him, and you will learn how to love. Without the Lord Jesus in your life, Satan will use you at his will. To those who are saved, the Apostle John writes in 1 John 2:13, "I write unto you, fathers, because you have known him that is from the beginning. I write unto you, young men, because you have overcome the wicked one. I write unto you, little children, because you have known the Father." You do not have to live a defeated life. John further writes in 1 John 5:4-5, "But whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God?" You ask several questions, but each one of them has the same answer. Jesus. I pray you return to the Lord Jesus, accept him as your Savior and Lord, and begin a life following him and walking in his love and power.